אבל דקטיר אנדר משגעת מיני. אז זאת הפורמוס משגעת מיני. בייגל, בייגל סטור משגעת
מיני.
אתה יודע מה סטור משגעת מיני. אני אומר שפת על פג'מאן. This week, they made a big noise. On the bar mitzvah, we got involved in politics on Sunday. On Sunday at the bar mitzvah, somebody ran to me and said, Rabbi, look at this. I looked, hot bagel store on in Monmouth Road, under strict rabbinical supervision, and that pamphlet like two, that menu. I sit in under strict rabbinical supervision. You open it, shrimp and cheese, and I said, Rabbi, look at this. Under rabbinical supervision, open it, they offer you shrimp and cheese.
Yeah,
and
don't eat it together, shrimp and cheese.
Huh? No, shrimp and cheese. Yeah. Yeah, that's about shrimp and cheese. Ask them to meat with cheese. Kosher meat with cheese, there is din basar b'halal. Not kosher meat, there's no din basar b'halal. There's tamei, but not din basar b'halal.
Not kosher, the cheese and the fish together.
Not the fish, shrimp.
Oh, hypo. Yeah. No, the thing is, if you take kosher meat and you eat it with cheese, you have avera of basar b'halal. But if you take unkosher meat and you eat it with cheese, there is no basar b'halal. But there is tamei. There's avon of tamei, but there is no avon basar b'halal. Anyhow. This is true. There's not in basar b'halal.
So what happened with that menu?
But right away, I said, give it to me. That one. I took it from me by post. I went. Robert Wake was there. I said, oh. It was Farhin. I said, Farhin. First, I asked him, how is the bagel store? Is kosher? Ah, who's? 100%. I said, oh. Mokhim shrimp? No. No, no. I told him, look at this. He looked. Hele. Surprising. Then I went to Robert Wake. I showed him. I said, yes, somebody drew my attention last Friday night. He brought it to me to the shul, and I have to work on it now. Correct. Okay,
then. Correct the menu or correct the store?
Correct the store. I said, if they put in the menu, means there is in the store. It's a problem.
And it was a part of the question.
Well, that, and the other was Yachty Media. So,
thank you.
This is problems. Okay, now. Basar, shisha.
On the last subject, isn't there an idea that if you put two of the same kind of meat, one kosher, one unkosher, all the meat, no matter what, it comes on kosher?
You put where?
Piece of meat falls into another piece of meat. Let's say it's, it doesn't matter how much the amount was.
No. You have to explain to me what you are asking. You didn't say anything.
An unkosher piece of meat.
I have a part of it, which is kosher meat in it. And comes another piece of unkosher meat fall into
right.
It?
100 times less.
Wait a minute. Now this unkosher meat fell into this. What is in the pot here?
Meat
where? On the fire? Not
yeah,
on
cooking.
The fire? Oh, being cooked. Then there is hot stuff over there. I have to know what you are talking about.
Being
he said, unkosher meat fell into kosher meat. This getting cooked now, he said, it's on the fire.
Yeah.
And came the unkosher meat, fell into it. Is it so?
Yeah.
And you recognize the unkosher meat?
No, it's already gone, mixed in.
Mixed in, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do you want to know?
It's kosher.
And they're both the same types of meat.
Both the same type of meat.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to know?
Isn't
that the din of Batel B'Shishim we say? If
yeah.
There's 60 times as much, we'll be okay. Afterwards, it would be not okay.
Yeah, but if he can't identify the piece of meat that's not kosher, how's
yeah.
He going to wait to find out if the Hadashim or
not?
No, but he knows how much fell. It means he knows how much fell. What he had a piece of unkosher meat. That's what we're talking about. But he doesn't recognize now which one is the kosher or unkosher. Do you understand now? That's what we say about the Hadashim.
But there's no idea that when one meat is the same type as the other meat, no quantity is the difference?
For min bemino. La halakha would be familiar. Very good. There is a mahloket in the Naim. You read something, must be.
I heard it once. I didn't know if it was halakha. No.
There is min bemino labatir, but la halakha is batir. Very good question. Okay, that's what we have in mind. Now, we'll come to it later. Now the din, the following din is this. Basar shesha'a shlosha yamim, me'et le'et ve'lo meliha. Once the meat stays, after the meat, it's, the animal was slaughtered, and stayed 3 days without koshering it with salt. Same. You leave it in the house, after 3 days you want to come to kosher it, to salt in that. No use. The salt will not be able to take the blood out. Why? Because it dries up. The meat gets dry, and you can't come and say, okay, I'll soften it, I'll put it in the water now. This nature of this meat, it will not, the salt will not already dry in. But what will be this meat? Will be taref then? You can eat it?
No,
you grill it. As some halokah, really. Some they say even grilling is okay. But the halakha is you grill it, the fire will take out. The power has the power to draw out the blood even after 3 days. Only if you cook it, you can't cook it because you cannot kosher it with salt. Okay. And suppose I grilled it, and after I grilled it, I want to cook it. Can I or not? You could. Very good.
So also, you can get around that if you keep wetting it down. If you keep it wet,
the
way it's
what?
If you keep the meat wet, water the meat.
That will come to you. How long
do you have to grill, Rabbi?
I didn't finish, huh?
How long do you have to grill it?
That's a good. What the shiur of grilling? He's asking what shiur.
Until it's sealed.
Huh?
Until it's sealed from the outside.
And this,
until the meat is sealed from the outside.
What do you mean?
The blood can't come out anymore.
Still you don't give, maybe juice there is in it.
Charcoal.
How would you know if there's blood or juice? Sometimes not. No, this is really, the Rishonim said, the Hatzit Zediyah, half already is considered, doesn't have to be all already dried, no red. Halfway, it's already considered tzadi. That's what you call medium today, maybe.
That person wants to eat red meat. Red meat on the barbecue.
Yeah.
So, that's not good, that is that medium. Very
specific. That's it.
Medium what?
Touch and go.
We're talking about grilling on.
Yeah.
Make a grill.
Not to be enough. How long it means? How long can you leave it on the fire?
We'll come to
1 minute.
How high the fire?
You just pass it over the
fire. If somebody likes rare food, you're going to see red.
How long can you leave
it? It's like very. It's not kosher.
Oh,
it's not enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. That bandit's name, Ben Dorsai.
That's right, Ben Dorsai. Very good.
See, what he's talking about is some people like what they call rare. Rare means you take the meat and you cross it over the fire like that.
Yeah. Just like that.
Keep eating it, what the?
Won't be enough. I don't know. I don't know if there is here or something like this that they eat.
Rare.
It's almost what?
Almost. That's what I'm saying. I want to know how much.
It should be kosher
anyway.
If you order rare,
you get it burnt anyway. They get it any way they want. They don't.
Rabbi, as far as fish and cheese, is that allowed or not allowed?
Cheese and fish,
it's allowed?
What?
Cheese and fish. That's good.
The same bite?
He told you already. Ashkenazim, they do. We Sephardim don't. We never did. Our parents did not. And we don't have variants. fish together.
Why not?
Why the meat and cheese is not?
The meat, we know.
No, I don't. Fish and meat. Why is not alive?
Fish and meat.
Yeah. Fish and meat is allowed or not?
No, why not?
They say everybody knows not. They are not asking about fish and meat.
I know, they're asking about cheese and fish.
Yeah, but they ask fish and cheese because they didn't ask fish and meat. You knew that fish and meat you can. Everybody knew.
They can put it on the same table, but you eat it separate.
That's right.
Separate.
You can eat them together. Same thing with cheese also. The thing is this. He asked a good question. There's no halakha in the Torah that you can't have fish and meat. Your question is in place. The thing is this. The fish and meat, not because halakha in the Torah, but because unhealthy. Shulchan Aruch gives us, besides laws of the Torah, there is a law, v'nishmaltem me'od l'nafshotechem. You should take care of yourself, not to get sick, not to get disease, and so on. One of the things preventing disease, they say that to eat the fish separately from the meat, if you eat them together, brings certain disease. This is what the Gemara said, and that's what Shulchan Aruch said. Therefore, it is a duty of a person to sit to eat, not to eat them together. But you can eat them separately, no matter. Could be the fish first, and then the meat, could be meat first, and then the fish. As long as you don't eat them together.
What's considered together? Say, same plate, same bite?
Not same bite.
Not the same.
I can eat one and one if I want
to. Yeah, now.
The stomach is going to digest it the same.
Yeah. You come to this, you come say same thing with meat and dairy. If I eat dairy first and then meat. But this is what the Torah does. You don't eat them together, but you eat them separately. More effective to bring the disease when it is together. That's what they tell us. The same thing with meat and fish. And meat and cheese, meat, that is the question.
Fish and cheese.
What would be fish with that? There is one rabbi that said, it's certain the one who wrote the Shulchan Aruch to us, that he wrote in his book, Bet Yosef, that we should not eat them together, because also, it's unhealthy. Came other Ashkenazim, they saw it, they said, mistake over here. Should say, not dagim b'halab, dagim u'basar. It's a mistake, he said, it's certain halab. From this, the question, is it a mistake or not? The custom of Sephardim was old throughout the generations. They did not eat the dagim b'halav together with milk. Only when the Sephardim got used to be with Ashkenazim here, like in this country and other places, they started eating lax and cheese.
You eat tuna fish with cheese on top?
Yeah, that's what we say. I say, not
I wouldn't eat it anyway. But
our fathers didn't do it. Our fathers didn't do it. That's what we said.
They tuna milk. They take cheese and they put it on top.
Yeah.
The problem is with this. American cheese.
American cheese, there's nothing about it.
We don't do it. Now, we said that as long as the meat stays 3 days without salt, you can. However, if within the 3 days you soak the meat, and then again, for example, 2 days, another 2 days, you soak it again, another 2 days, soaking. As long as you were soaking it in water in the middle, still has the power, keeps it, holds it, still soaked, huh?
Provided you don't freeze it.
You won't?
You don't freeze it.
I didn't say that.
I said, provided you don't freeze.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
You said it.
Okay.
If you remember last week, I asked this question, what would be with Kvizel? And I told you that there is a din that's written 400 years ago. If you take this meat that we say you cannot cook it after 3 days, you can't kosher it with salt. How about if you took it, you put it in a cool place, cellar. You know, there are many cellars that are cool, and doesn't dry the meat, keeps it fresh. And they said that you could use it after 3 days. Comes the idea, refrigerator is the same thing. It's a cooling place. Okay. But the question, the freezer. The freezer is a big question. Why? You realize the freezer, when you put it in the freezer, that it becomes like ice, top of it. The question, that ice on it, you have to remember I said just before the beginning, kavush arehu kimbushar. What's kavush? When you put it in water for 12 hours, it becomes like cooked already. Maybe the same thing here. But maybe this is not the same. In water, it's all, isn't it, gets pickled. But here, that's only on the surface. From this, they had doubts about it. That's why they came and told you, don't freeze without koshering something before you freeze. Some they say, no, what's the difference? This is like what they said, cool in the cellar, just to keep it fresh. And therefore would be permitted. It is in doubt yet. It's a matter of doubt when we don't know. Therefore, in fact, we tell people always, kosher it first and then freeze. Okay? Now, but I didn't say that you freeze or not. Because it will sound right away that I'm siding with the one to say it's absolutely wrong. As I'm supposed to say, if a person will come with the Abad, he did it already, I'll come and forbid him from eating the meat, I wouldn't. Even if we have a doubt about it, we have a lot to do, but still I wouldn't come and say it's forbidden. I wouldn't make issue. Okay. This is, of course, every time, 3 days, less half an hour, less 1 hour, you put in water, and again. But, let's say in America, something I don't like it. What do you do to butchers? Yeah. They have a spray like. He does that. This is not the same as they said, the soaking. At least if you washed it all, really, he moves a little water like this. He wets it a little. And so with my owners, they run, and when they go, the jobbers, they have the meat all in the slaughtering yard, like a city over there, freezing. They go around. I tell them, no, we wash it before 3 days is over. But I didn't like it because this is not the feeling, the purpose is not soaking it the way they told us. Okay. Now, salting of the meat. When you salt it, must be done in a place that when drips the blood to go away, you can't take a container, put the meat in it, and salt it over there. Because once you salt it over there, all the blood that comes out, the meat is in it. The meat in it will absorb again because of the pressure that there is in the blood. Therefore, must be all that container with holes in it that all drips out, or slant something, I said, or the drainer, the dish drainer. They put it, turn it over, and they put on it. Or they put, you know, there is that piece of, what do you call, that goes to the sink, the water, under the drainer. What do you call it? The tray that is under the drainer. You pick it up a little, it'll be slant, that goes.
A drain board.
Huh?
A drain board.
Anything to make it.
Yeah, okay.
Drain board.
Not the drainer itself.
No, drain board.
Yeah, okay. But pick it up a little. Yeah, tilt it. Yeah, very good. Tilt it would be good. Because the blood that comes out will go down. Okay. You believe it or not, this question is in Subhanallah. the one they want to preserve meat, what they do? She's kosher, wash it, and then salt it again. Very simple, it tells you. Now, if a person, he comes in a place, he has no salt. What do they do? There's no other way, if he wants to cook the meat, grill it first and then cook it. There's many people, you have to have salt free. But what do we tell them? Same thing. Grill it and then cook it. You can cook it. Sometimes they tell you they can't. They want it not grilled because they want it softer, becomes harder. I don't know. It's grilling may, it does make it harder. Does it or not?
No. Salt it and then wash it good. Rinse it good.
No, salt it? No, they don't want it. The salt free people, they don't want salt.
You can't wash it?
Even if you wash it. You can't soak it after you salt it to take the salt out?
How could it take the salt out? The salt will take salt out?
No.
The water will take
salt
out. Soak
it after you salt it. Yeah. Soak it.
Yeah, but still won't take it out. Always, all meat that's salted already, you go, you cook it, you realize it's not the same, it's not sweet. But you cook something that you grill it and you realize how sweet it is. You put, make meat soup. A big difference with the kosher meat or the unkosher that you grilled it. You realize how sweet it is. Impossible to believe. And therefore, the salt-free people don't want to take it. And they asked me a number of times. I told them to grill it and cook it. Now, a person wants to come and salt meat. He has a restaurant, who knows how many pans. And he salts one, he salts another one, so then put them all, he piles them on top of each other. Could he or can't he? By the time it takes you at least half an hour from the first one till the last one that you are salting. Now this first one will finish already to bring the blood out.
It's going
to
go in after the salt finish.
Will absorb the air.
Salt dripping down.
It would be permitted or not? To your opinion, no. The halacha is yes.
Doesn't
I seem to remember just laying the pieces out.
No, doesn't happen.
That's a course, but that's not on top.
Don't have to.
Never one on top.
But the question is, why it is permitted? Halacha is permitted. Why would it be permitted?
It's already moving.
Huh?
It's already moving down.
You saw your mother.
Yeah, but it can get to the bottom one.
Moves from there, but here will be absorbed.
So one on the bottom finish coming out, now go back in.
Yeah. But you see, there is after the blood that comes out, there is a juice coming out. Still busy to bring the juice out. And therefore, the time that comes the blood, since it's busy to take the juice out, still there is juice in it, and will not absorb. The question for how long?
Well, before you said you had a piece of unkosher meat, a piece of kosher meat.
Yeah.
And you salted them. And then you said, after you salted them, they're still together, there's a chance the juice may go from the unkosher
meat. Very good.
The kosher one, not the
very good. I say that's true. There is a limited time. How long? Very good. I said if it would leave it longer. I didn't say the time yet. It's a good question. There also is a question of time. The only thing what we need here that he should be careful not to salt, for example, meat and fish. Why? Because the fish doesn't have much to bring out. And definitely will come the blood into it before time already will absorb. Therefore, there are certain things you can salt together, certain things you can salt together. But even chicken with meat, you can salt together. There are two opinions in the books, but the halacha she'anaruf is permitted. Because we'll be still busy bringing out its juice that will not absorb the meat. Now, the time is, I'm trying to see if I'll go further or not. There is sometimes, God forbid, you go to places, buy fish. There's kosher and unkosher. In Jersey, this is what you buy. In New York, in Brooklyn, you find people that they sell only kosher fish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Of course.
Fish.
I don't know.
I buy a UJ always. The kosher fish.
He
sells only kosher.
Yeah. And he doesn't buy fish.
No, he said, but he doesn't know that there's only kosher fish.
Do you eat fish?
Of course. No. Oh, you don't eat fish? Oh,
that's
what I very rarely have fish in the house.
Rarely doesn't mean you don't eat. You eat.
That brain
no,
food.
I don't eat fish. I don't like it. I don't eat.
Once you don't
eat.
Like it?
No.
The best thing that is.
That brain food.
Eat fish and live longer.
That brain food.
Yeah, three times a week. But anyhow, in Jersey here, they go to a place that they sell fish, fish store. They have kosher and kosher.
Yeah, right here. That's
where I know it. Well, I don't know Norwood. I know other places. We used to be in Belmont. When we used to live in Bradley Beach, we used to go to Belmont. Hey, the man, the old man, Allah Shalom, Musaf Allah, Sahaf, Allah, Tulum, and Fisham, and Fisham, and Fisham, and Fisham, and Fisham. He took me there. I walked out of the store. I didn't want to buy. I saw all the unkosher fish there. What did he take me? I said, no, I'm not going to buy it. Tell him, Bichsila Sakine, he washes it. And he takes it on the side, he washes the stone, and he opens the fish for me, the kosher fish. I told him, look, still the fat is on it, and I don't want it.
To the pier.
All this what I'm bringing it, many times. Many times they put fish, they don't salt it, they put fish, the unkosher, they put salt on it, and they put in together with the kosher fish. This kosher fish, you didn't salt it, that one salt it, brings the blood out, goes into the kosher fish. All this has to be so much careful with these places that they go. And they are crazy about some people to pull you, they want to come on, I want to take you to the blue fish. The fresh comes. And that, there is, and what do you call that? The spring
lake.
Spring lake. They take you there, there's a special place, and they tell you, once somebody took me, I said, I don't want. And same thing, he said, look, I'll show you how he cleans it. And I said, I don't want. And I say, here it's very difficult. Today it doesn't come so hard because there is already the frozen things. That's still not like fresh, but there is. Empire or the others, they bring them already here in Jersey. There is in the stores.
Fresh fish.
Now they sell you, it's no problems today, but in time, years back, used to be problems. They didn't have this for the fish. I'd say it's not the same taste as fresh, but still it's good also. That means a person has to see to eat, not to be, God forbid, be pulled by the side. So then I was looking at the banana. Did you all play Arbit? No? You played Arbit? Did you play Arbit? No, you have already. You played Arbit? And then? So there you go. How many? The only four of them. Only four people. Okay, play Arbit now. We'll go ahead. Go ahead, Joey. Say, say, I'll say,